I just put an 8 in a leader with a white sniffing on Bieber. Are you sure you wanna party with the demons? Looking for.
I just want to send out prayers to the ones that was lost last night. We're actually working right now to identify the families so we can help assist them through this tough time. You know, my fans really mean the world to me, and I always just really want to leave them with a positive experience. And anytime I can make out, you know, anything that's going on, I just stop the show and, you know, help them get the help they need, you know? I could just never imagine the severity of the situation.
Hey, yo, listen, son. This is not no mother ballet. This ain't no runway. This ain't no motherfucking dance show. You either get on this stage and rage or take your motherfucking ass home. You understand? Run it!
When I turn around, I better see absolute chaos.
Let you guys prophesy, we gon' see the future first. Speaking of the don't know what got in the people, devil be possessing homies, demons try to body jump. Why you think I'm in this when I'm yarmulke?
They call to me, I scream, what can you offer me? They reply, techno sorcery, I hope I got time to repent before I die.
DMC, I wanted to be able to have as much influence as them, you know, when Rakim did Follow the Leader and you seen the video, I wanted to say one day, well, y'all want to have influence like that.
Send you a bowl of roses, we done sold souls, slow toes, I'm so cold, my dope foes.
My soul, I'm waiting for.
A quote from a Rolling Stones interview that you gave at the time saying, I believe very strongly in fascism. We need a dictatorial right-wing tyranny. What was that about?
I think that was probably a bit coke-driven.
Yeah.
It was also part of... I fell into the trap of this, the black magic, cabalism, and the whole idea of the... just the Crowleyism of, you know, the times. It was a significant part of that middle point of the 70s, and I really got completely disoriented by all that. It was an awful, dreadful period for me.
Another tour, another war, I sold my soul, I hit a lick. If I die and go to hell, I swear to God I'm gonna be pissed.
Playing at some party or something, and it was like a whole different guy. You hear those stories about the bluesmen that go out to the crossroads and sell their soul to the devil and come back all of a sudden able to do stuff. Robert Johnson, Tommy Johnson, that whole mythology was one of those kind of deals almost. When he left Minneapolis, he was just average. You know, there was 5-6 other guys doing the same thing. When he came back, he was doing Woody and he was doing Van Ronk and he was finger picking. He was playing cross harp. And this is a matter of a couple of months. I mean, this is not like he was gone, you know, a year or anything.
That's when I went to the crossroads and made a big deal. You know, like, one night, and then went back to Minneapolis, and I was like, hey, where's this guy been? You know, he been to the crossroads.
All right, there's Safari Young Jock. What a dress. What?
Newsflash. Y'all probably wondering what the hell Jock got the hell going on. Every time I see that little picture, I'm like, damn, what is going on? It's called internet manipulation. This is going to be one of the craziest times ever in my life or career for when it comes to the internet. Am I going to take full advantage of it, or will I be silent? I will not be silent, and yes, I will take full advantage of it. At this point in my life, you must watch. I'm currently on 4 television shows on VH1. You will see me coming up here in October on Scared Famous. After that, I'm pretty sure you'll probably see me on Leave It to Stevie. Then you'll probably turn around and see me on Hip Hop Squares. And you're going to turn around and see me on Possibly Love and Hip Hop. So...
Aleister Crowley declared the death of Christianity. He was to be the new Messiah that would replace the pallid dead Christ.
Always trying to feel good as Aleister Crowley. My whole code be like Aleister Crowley.
Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law.
Now I do what I want. Yeah. Now I do what I want.
On your stony, I do what I want.
Do what you want with my body.
Cause my mother's let me do what I want.
I do what I want cause I'm signed to me.
Be a good baby, do what I want.
I do what I want. I say what I want.
Surely I'ma do what I want.
I do what I want cause I'm supposed to, don't fade it.
They do what they can, I do what I want.
I do what I want.
Are you a religious woman?
I believe in a higher power, and it's called Whatever Dude, and he's a queer surfing Santa that's a bit like my grandpa, so yes.
So God is Whatever Dude, a queer surfing Santa?
Yeah.
And he is the one, he or she is the one that...
It's a dude, weirdly.
It's a
I'm
dude.
I'm a feminist, but it's a dude. It turned out to be a dude.
And do you believe from this higher power, diamonds, the words diamonds in the sky just sort of... Because you don't know where that comes from. It must be maddening. You just don't know.
I'm alive. We're like diamonds.
James Wasserman owes his own debt. His secret society, the Ordo Templi Orientis, has deep roots in Freemasonry.
It was originally composed exclusively of Freemasons, people who held a deeply inquisitive nature into the philosophical roots of man, God, and the universe.
Yet one man, more than any other, shaped today's OTO.
Still wicked is Aleister Crowley.
Drinking blood from the chalice with Aleister Crowley.
I want none of your faint approval or faint dispraise. To hell with Christianity, rationalism, Buddhism, I want blasphemy, murder, rape, revolution, anything bad or good, but strong.
Freemasonry, they say that all religions are the same. It doesn't matter which religion you are. And they say Jesus, Buddha, Confucius, Muhammad, the name means little.
What did Jesus say?
Yeah.
I am the way. Absolutely. I am the truth. I am the life. There's no other way to the Father but by me. So
2, 3, 4. Yeah, I'm gonna pee on you. I'm gonna pee on you. Yeah, I'm gonna pee on you. I'm gonna pee on you. Yeah, I'm gonna pee on you. I'm gonna pee on you. Yeah, I'm gonna pee on you. I'm gonna pee on you. Yeah, I'm gonna pee on you. I'm gonna
pee. I kind of get possessed by the devil when I'm performing. I like head banged so hard that I got concussion, which is funny.
Hey, they got a lot of female problems, bro.
What the f*** was that, bro?
What just happened?
What happened? What was the deal, lady?
Let me just tell him. He sold his soul for everything.
He what? He
sold his soul, period. And it's about his son. It's not about none of this.
Wait.
It's that relationship that
you're in. What's your relationship to his son?
Period.
What's your relationship to his son?
What? Would have been his wife, but you know how God is. That stuff is. Yeah.
You were almost his wife?
That they have different degrees of initiation. So, for example, the eighth degree is master magic. The ninth degree is heterosexual magic. And the 11th degree is, I don't even want to say it, but it's homosexual magic. It's foul. It's disgusting. It's sodomy magic.